Gemara, just to review the two sources that we saw last week, I think we looked in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and then we saw the Machlokas, the Mishnah quote, the Machlokas from Gamliel and the Chachamim, as to whether or not someone who is a Baki, the Hainu, he's capable of davening the Shemoneh Esrei on his own, whether or not L'chatchila, he's allowed to be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. The Gamliel says he can, and the Chachamim say that he cannot. So then the Bryce recreates for us the exchange which Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim had. So Rabbi Gamliel says to the Chachamim, so the Devechem, that everyone is supposed to daven on their own, the Tzibur the Lachash, so why is the Shliach Tzibur Yorid of Ne'atayvim? What do we have Chazar Sashatz for? And the Chachamim answer him, Lahotzi Hashayin Aboki. So we have Chazar Sashatz, because Chazal said that when people are davening, they have an achrayis to make provisions for someone who doesn't know how to daven on his own. So the impression we have from that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, from Rami Gamliel's question, the Chacham's answer, is that's what the takana of Chazar Sashatz is, simply lahotzi a shein aboki. Then what muddies the waters a little bit, again, we're not going to review now how we got to it from our Tosfos. But we jumped ahead to Chav Dalet Amud Aleph for a moment, to the Rashi of who over the Pnei HaTeva. The Mishnah, the bottom Mishnah, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, says the din, that whoever gets Maftir, so we mechabit him to be the Shliach Tzibur. The Gemara says, because since Maftir is not of the Kavadik Aliyah, so because of that, Mishum Kavod, or because Osil in Tzuye, that it's going to lead to friction and then to fighting, I got stuck with Mafti and Ebuch, and you get the David. So the one is Mafti, what will mechavit him over the Pnei HaTeva. So here there are two questions in Rashi, and I'm not sure that we're necessarily going to resolve these satisfactorily. But Rashi comments on who over the Pnei HaTeva. Rashi says, Lahotzi es hatzibur v'kdusha shevetzvila. So there are two questions. A, so how do you square that with the Bryce in Rosh Hashanah that we looked at last time, right? The Bryce in Rosh Hashanah, which says that the answer the Chacham gave Rabbi Gamliel, when Rabbi Gamliel says, why do you bother having a Chazar Sashatz? You don't want anyone to rely on Chazar Sashatz anyway. So why do you bother with it? So the Chacham answer, it's there for an Einu Boki. So Rashi here is introducing a second element, which seems to be totally absent from that discussion in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says that we need Chazar Sashatz for Kedusha. So that's one question, just how you sort of in a vacuum, if you take this Rashi in a vacuum, meaning forgetting the context there in Megillah, just how you square that with the verse in Rosh Hashanah. Then the second question is, why does Rashi feel in this context that he has to explain to us what Chazar Sashatz is about? Okay, so again, I don't know whether we're going to come back and resolve either of these questions tonight, but let's just want to review some Mar Mekomos, no Chidushim, about Chazar Sashatz. So if you begin... Rashi seems to be saying, that he's going to be the Shliach Tzibur for Chazar Sashatz, and in that capacity, I think these are different ones. Yeah, I guess these are different ones. Rashi says, in his capacity as the Shatz, so he'll be Motzi B'Vikdusha. So again, first of all, why does Rashi have to explain it all? Second of all, we have the impression from the Bryce and Rosh Hashanah that the function of the Shliach Tzibur is to be motzi, the Einu Boki, the Tzibur, right? Not to be motzi as a Tzibur Vigdusha. So where does that come into play? So that's just, again, just to review some Mekorah. So maybe we should allude it.
There's no more Einu Boki.
So that's what we're going to see about. So that's exactly what we'll see, that the Bach talks about your point. Now, the first one, is the first sheet you have in front of you is the Tor, from Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. I wrote in there in pen the line or two from the previous previous page in the Torah. So the Torah begins as follows. I'm reading the handwritten. It says Arachayim Kuf Chav Dalet Hilchos Tefillah on top. And the first printed word in the Torah is Uposim. Okay. So La'achas Shasiyim Lu Hatzivur. This is the little bit that's written in pen there on top. La'achas Shasiyim Lu Hatzivur Tefillasan Yachzor Shatz Hatefillah. Okay. After the tzibur finishes their silent Shemoneh Esrei, the Shatz repeats the Shemoneh Esrei. She'im yesh mi she'eno yodeil hispavel yichavim l'mashehu omer v'yotzeba. So far, the way the Torah begins, Kuf Chav Dalet, is what we saw in the Mefurash HaBraisa in Rosh Hashanah. Then there's a couple of other lines which aren't relevant to us now. And now let's pick up here. I think it's underlined there, the top line. V'gam machzir hatfila kidei she'yanu kedusha achorav. And then there's a secondary purpose for Chazaras HaShatz, says the Torah, which is to have Kedusha. And accordingly, he says, Al Kein Tzarech, let's say, right, this is a common occurrence. Say, if a person came a little bit to Shul, or was a little bit late to Shul, or was davening a little bit slower than the Tzibur, so he didn't begin Shemoneh Esrei with them. If he's beginning Shemoneh Esrei, he's lagging behind them. If he begins Shemoneh Esrei now, he won't finish before Kedusha. So the Al Kein Tzarech Shalah Yaschel Yochel Hispala Elim Kein Yochel Ligmo Kodem Sheyagia Shatz the Kedusha. Fine. Now, so the Bach, well, maybe we'll take a look at the Beis Yosef first. So the Beis Yosef says, if you take a look at the line before they branch out, the line before they branch out in the Beis Yosef, V'achshav Nohagu. You see it on both sides? The Beis Yosef is to the left of the Torah. The line before they branch out. So this is V'achshav Nohagu B'rov HaMekomos L'hispala L'chatchila Shliach Tzibur Tfilas HaMincha B'kol Ram K'dei Shiyanu Kedusha Achorav V'lo Yitzarech L'asso L'hispala B'kol Ram. Right, so this sounds very familiar, very similar, again, to the practice we mentioned last time, you know, that in many yeshivas, that they make a haicha kedusha for mincha, even lechatchila, when it's not because you have the deadline of shkia, and it's running late. Really good. That's interesting. Because now that's what the Beis Yosef says here. Now, so the Beis Yosef, again, now on the bottom they tell you, and I think, so I think you have this sheet already also. Do you have the Reish Lamed Dalet sheet? I think you have that one already also. The one that says Orachayim Reish Lamed Dalet on top?
Yeah.
Now, it's not clear what the pshat in this minig is not clear at all, because manavshach, if you say that they don't think it was a takana which applies when the reason doesn't apply, so why are we doing it at shachris? And if it's a takana regardless of the fact that we ordinarily, it's very rare that we should have an ein of baki in shul, because nowadays, to be a baki doesn't mean you have to know Shemoneh Esrei v'ahar. It just means you have to be literate, just to be able to read it from the siddur. So then why are we doing it in mincha? What is the difference between mincha and shachris come from? So the Beis Yosef actually revisits this again in Reish Lamed Dalet. If you take a look at the Dibah HaMasfil, Umispalin Shemoneh Esrei, it's around 5-6 lines before they branch out to the right in the Beis Yosef here in Reish Lamed Dalet. That's what the Torah says. Meaning that you have a Chazar Sashatz at Mincha the same way you do at Shachris. Right. We're not used to that. being the ones of the Ashkenazim, right? We're used to thinking about this is what we do and this is what the Sfarim, right? But the Vesasim, that's what they do. That's what the Ashkenazim do, right? V'chein noagim ha'ashkenazim, v'chein kasav ha'kolbo, shetzarech lahachzer ha'tfilah kamo b'shachas and lo yideh ha'tchak. Unless whatever your deadline for mincha is, shkia, so unless you're up against the deadline, you don't have time for the Tushman essays. Aval ha'sfardim ein noagim lachzer she'atzivah ha'tfilah b'mincha, Rak or Ella, I'm not sure what word got cut off there. Maschel shliach tzibur im hatzibur v'kol ram. So this is the same minhag that the Beis Yosef refers to back in Kuf Chav Dalet. Here he adds some more details, and he also adds what the reaction to it is. It's quite fascinating. He says that what do the Sfardim do? So the shliach tzibur begins right away v'kol ram. The Omer, this is a different sheet than what we're doing now. The Omer Kedusha Ubirkas Atar Kadosh, right? So he says, so far it's what we do when we make a life in Kedusha, right? That the Shas says the first three brachos aloud. The Achakach Omer HaOmtzoyos Balachashim HaTzibur, and then Maskel Ritzei Bekol Tzivasa Bekol Ram.
So the point is, what are these?
Right. But then he resumes saying it aloud when he gets up to Ritzei. So the Emtsoyos is the Lachash, and then he resumes the Kol Ram when he gets to.
They're all together. They're all in the same way.
Yes. Yeah. It's synchronized, and all this. Is again, this is what they do right away without a tefillah b'lachash first. Uminag Ashkenazim hu anochem, says the mechaber. V'chein hinhigu chachamim shebedur shelefanenu b'tzvas. V'gazu nidrei la'ove al takanosim. And then they were very, very adamant about the fact that it's not right.
Mechaber. Yeah. In the previous one, though, it's unclear. It sounds like maybe he wants you to say the whole thing out loud. The Chas, maybe the Shifter says the whole thing before him.
What do you mean by the previous one?
That's the one we did.
In Kuf Chav Dalet, you mean?
Right. Yeah. Dasha Nagu Barabam Chonsos Fala Chachila Shet Tirach Bosnum Chav Chol Ram. He doesn't say afterwards.
But he doesn't give you the details. But presumably what he has in mind is what he tells you at greater length here. Now just parenthetically again, so what the pshat is in the difference between Shachas and Mincha, I don't know. Okay, fine. Now, let's see. Now, if you go to the three sheets you have, the one that we haven't looked at yet, it also says Aruchan Kuf Chav Dalet on top, whereas in the Torah, if you have that sheet, remember I'll say? If you look in Oz Gimel, in the Beis Yosef, Kosov HaRabbi Ben David Avudraham, Shenishal HaRambam, Pe'er hador simin kuf memches, kohol shehispalalu, v'chulam b'kiyim b'tfila, im yeyreit shliach tzibo lifne ha'teva, v'yachzor ha'tfila v'kolam. Meaning, again, as we said, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so it seems like the whole rationale. So I don't prepare enough sheets for the Mazaris people to come on time, so that's why whoever comes late don't get a sheet. So there's never going to be enough sheets. You have to be from the Chamisha Rishon to get a sheet. So the question is, if you have a minyan where everyone is Bikiyim, so do you bother with? Do you bother with Chazaras Hashas? Keshev, and the Rambam answered, Poel v'tiknu chachamim sheyeret shliach tzibu v'tnei ha'teva lohotzias mishenu baki. Since that's what Chazal were mitzakein, as a result, lo siya chazoras ha'shliach tzibu v'rocha v'vato l'klal v'tnei ikar ha'takona. There's no shayla v'rocha v'vato, because that's what the takona is. V'afo pi shelo yiyya v'kohol mishenu baki. Even though there's no one, there doesn't seem to be any audience or any constituency for this takana here. Kemosha Tiknu, interesting, the two comparisons he gives, right? Because the first one is such a major machlokas rishonim. Kemosha Tiknu Hakiddush Beis HaKnesses. The same way, this man HaGemara, so it's clear from the Gemara in Pesachim and Arvei Pesachim, that they used to say Kiddush Friday night in Shul. V'hoye ikazeh, why did they introduce Kiddush in Shul? Mitnei ha'orchim, because of the orchim who used to eat and sleep in Shul. And as a result, v'nishayvu la'omel b'chol b'tei knesios v'afapi she'en shem orchim. And therefore it became a takana to say it in all shulin, even if there were no orchim. Ukemosha tiknu brocha achaz me'ein sheva b'shvil hama'achrim lovel b'veis ha'knesses. The same way the Gemara says that the what prompted the takana of the brocha, right, the middle part of which is the magen avos, the dvaro, mechayim meisim b'ma'amaro, that bracha, the bracha achas mein sheva, which we say after Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, so Chazal were misakin that, so whoever came to shul late would have time to catch up, and therefore no one would be left alone in shul, and everyone would be able to leave shul together. So that was the rationale for the takana. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, the nischayvu la'omra tamid, but Chazal then introduced it as a part of the Seder Tvila, v'afo pi shehoyu sham kol hakol. Even if everyone was on time, even if no one was trailing behind in the tefillah, v'chein kol davar haniskan b'shvil davar acher, and any takana which Chazal made for a certain reason, ein inyano shelo nasis hatakana hahi ad sheyi hashem also hadavar sheniskan b'shvilo. It's not the case that you always look to see if that factor, if that variable, which prompted Chazal is present. Rak inyano shenasa hatakana hahi al koponim. We do it in all cases. Gzeir Hashem yi Hashem also hadavar sheniskana b'shvila. Right? Because Chazal say, do it always, and that way, should there ever be, should this factor, should this consideration ever come into play, you'll be ready to deal with it. B'tzar sheyuvan zeha inyan. He says, and we must understand that she'im lochein, if Chazal hadn't operated this way, hoyu hachachamim nosnim divrei l'shiurim, there would have been no regularity, no consistency, no constancy. V'hoyu tzarech b'chol tefila l'chapes kol ish v'isha b'reis ha'knesses im hubaki im lochein. The alternative would have been that you would have had an interview every morning, every afternoon to Mincha. You'd have to go around and fahere everyone and find out. You know how to daven, you don't know how to daven. So because of that, what Chazal introduced, again, with a low plug, Chazar Sashat. Okay. So that's what we've seen so far again. So the Rambam is, I guess, nothing new. It reflects the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and just the Rambam spells out that it was a takana with a low plug, and therefore, even if, as is just about always the case nowadays, everyone in shul is a baki, the takana of Chazar Sashat is lozaza mimkoma, and that's why the Chachmei Tzvas, you know, clearly objected so strenuously to this minig which the Mechaber records of the Sfardim, that they didn't have Chazar Sashat to Mincha. Now,
nowadays we're mentioning these three things, Chazar Sashat, which everybody does, Magen Avos, which all shuls do, and Kiddush, which not everybody does.
Right. Right. So there in Pesachim, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, in Avei Pesachim. So was it a takana, or was it something that they, or was it a practice that they used to have in response to the Orchim?
Meaning, seems to say here it's a takana.
Right. So the Rambam is reflecting that opinion. I think in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that if a shul has such a minig, so you're not supposed to be mevatel the minig of making kiddush. But he says if you're establishing a shul, and the question is what minhagim should be introduced in the shul, so the Mechaber says you shouldn't introduce the b'chatchila. But if the shul has the minig, then you should not look to change it.
What do you think?
I'm saying, but assuming Melot Stomus.
So, it's not more like, I don't know, it's hard to read it into the Rambam, but it's almost like God and after a new tefillah. Once you're after the new tefillah, including the Dina Kor and Chagashat, this is the new tefillah, you cannot take it out. It's much more than just the Kanaf or something. There's a reason why they're after them, but they're now.
But then it becomes part of the Seder HaTfilah.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Right. I think that's correct. It becomes part of the Seder HaTfilah. Right. V'ho'raya, that it becomes part of the Seder HaTfilah, I think that the post can even discuss that a person can be yotzei his chiyuv shmon esrei with the bracha achas main sheva Friday night after. So it's not just a delaying tactic. It's not to fill the time and while we let people catch up. No, they introduced it as to say that's good. That a person could actually be yotzei with that. Right. The Rav used to say that in Lita that they didn't have that minig. The minig which the Rambam, what we do is based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Tzibo says the paragraph of Magen Avos. The Rav said in Lita you have son. Meister Rav also says, I think that the Gaon said Vosef is in the middle. The Rav used to say it has the status of a Chazar Sashatz. It has that same status, and as part of that, he used to say that in Lita, they never used to say the Magen Avos allowed. But you're absolutely right. Even most places where we follow the minhag of the Ramah, so the Shliach Tzibur should then say it afterwards, and so that he is heard. Now, when you're not in show.
That's what I meant by
when
you're not in show, that's what I meant by.
Right.
So, if it's part of Seder Tefillah, why would that differentiate?
It's part of the Seder Tefillah in show. Again, given that the takana was, that the show was out in the field and it was dangerous to leave people there alone, so the takana was that when you daven in the base classes, which is Kavua, so then you have it.
But you should not say it anyway. You should not give it to them at home, for somebody at home.
But that it doesn't even those who who don't say it, I don't think it doesn't contradict the. As where it was introduced as tefillah. But it wasn't. But it wasn't introduced universally. Okay, let's go back to the first sheet with which we began. So again, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and based on the Tshuva Sarambam, so the Tshuva Sarambam reflects that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So Chazar Sashat is Lahotzi Sheinu Boki, and the Rambam adds, and it's a Takona
it's a takana which even if doesn't seem relevant to the particular group of people who assemble here, the takana lo zazim. Now the tour throws in another consideration. Again, in the top line here on this page, the page that begins with posin, he says v'gam machzer hatfila kedei sheyanu kedusha achorav. He says that there is a secondary function of chazaras hashatz, and that's the kedusha. So where did the Torah get it from? Again, the same question which we had in Rashi. It's actually a little bit simpler in the Torah, though. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah doesn't reflect this at all. When the Chachamim answer Rabbi Gamliel, what they say to him is lahotzi shein abaki. They don't say that the raison d'etre for chazaras hashatz is so that we can have kedusha. So let's take a look here in the Bach in the right hand margin. Umashe kasav v'gam machzer hatfila kidei shiyanu kedusha achorav nira that the itzurich nami lahai taima that the Torah, we need both reasons. Why? To the taima kama, according to the first reason, the hainu, the reason of lahotzi ashenu baki imhoyu kulam bikiyim lo hayotzarech lahachzer atfila. The Torah apparently wasn't content, the way the Bach is reconstructing things, with the Rambam's explanation. He thinks that if Chazal would have had nothing in mind other than lahotzi ashenu baki, so that nowadays we wouldn't have Chazaras hashatz anymore. Right? So the time of Kama in Hoyu Kulim Bikiyim, Lahoyu Tzar Fahasa Hatfila, Avomitam Basra, but according to the second reason, Kidei Shiyanu Kedusha Achorav, that they should answer Kedusha, Afilu Kulim Bikiyim, Tzar Fahasa Hatfila. So then that necessitates a Chazar Sashat, even if everyone is Baki. Now, we'll read the next few lines, and I hope you'll be able to explain them. I'm not really able to. Umehai taima basra l'chudei. Now, why isn't this reason enough? Why do we need the other reason of lahotzi ashenu baki? Because this seems to cover bases which the other reason doesn't, right? Umehai taima basra l'chudei l'hoyasar l'hafzi kol hatfila tim ad acha kedusha. Amazing thing. He seems to say that if we only would have had the consideration of wanting a forum for Kedusha, we would have had a Chazar Sashat that went until Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. Finished. That's what he said. Again, Umehai time of Basra, just rereading, now we're in the narrow lines, L'chudei, if we only had the consideration of providing a forum for Chazaras Hashatz, lohoyo tzarech lahachzer kol hatfila, kiyim ad acha kedusha. Avo mitayma kama. Again, it doesn't sound like he means what we do as a hoyche kedusha. It doesn't sound it, because he's talking about lahachzer. Lahachzer means to repeat. It doesn't sound like he means that. Sounds like he means that we would have had a three bracha Chazar Sashat. The Chazal could have, and therefore would have introduced, that the unit of the brachos Rishonos would stand alone as a venue, as a forum for Kedusha. Avol mitayma kama, but according to the first reason, Chazal had another consideration, to tiknu lahachzir kol hatfila lahotzi esheinu baki. So Chazal also had a second consideration of being motzi the enu baki. So as a result, Chazal said, lo plug rabbonim. The way they introduced the takana was in a fashion of lo plug. V'tiknu she'af opi she'kulam v'kiyim tzarech lahafzir kol ha'tfila. So basically, we'll come again in a minute to the just amazing things the Bach says here. But basically, the Bach says that the reason for what the Rambam says, that there's a takon of Chazar Hashatz, which is low plug, is because Chazal said, well, listen, we need somewhat of a Chazar Hashatz anyway as a forum for Kedusha. So that being the case, so we'll just make a low plug that you always have a full-blown Chazar Sashat, lest there be an Eino Baki present. And that basically this second reason which the Torah throws in is why it's a low plug. Now what's so amazing about this Bach is two things. A, the Bach says that we could have had this three bracha Chazar Sashat, which is amazing. The other thing which is amazing is that why does Kedusha, why does needing a forum for Kedusha necessitate any Chazar Sashat? Why couldn't it just be as we have a Hoyfe Kedusha? Let's say we're making a Hoyfe Kedusha and it's almost Shkia. So then what do? So then everyone, let's say your deadline is in 5 minutes from now to be finished with Mincha. So then we synchronize with the shots, and he says the first two brachos aloud, and we synchronize with him, and we say Kedusha, and then we continue. So apparently for the Bach, this wasn't a proper forum for Kedusha, because the Bach is explaining how just as a forum for Kedusha, you need a partial Chazar Sashat. So there's two Chidushim here. A, that the forum for Kedusha is supposed to be a Chazar Sashat. A Chazar Sashat as opposed to when everyone's davening their Tefillah Balachash. And B, the amazing thing is that we could have conceived of this truncated Chazar Sashat, so of just the brachos rishonos. That's the Bach's take on the situation.
What he says is it would have been
an ad hoc decision whether that was us or shots. For the Ein Ovah case, what the Rambam says is untenable. Says we don't do that because that's not how Takanos Chazal work. You can't. Chazal didn't want to leave it to that kind of ad hoc decision. And again, as Dr. Velazan said, so that's the reasoning. But the second part of the Takana is that it becomes part of the Seder HaTfila. And according to the Bach, no, the Torah says we would have made an ad hoc decision. Chazal said, look, you need somewhat of a Chazal decision anyway. The potential of an Ein Baki, regardless of whether or not there's an Ein Baki. That's what we would think. According to what the Bach says, it sounds like they would have had this mini Chazar Sashas, whatever that means. So that's what this Bach sounds like. Lulei de Mistafina. 100%. Lulei de Mistafina, I didn't want to spell it out, but that's exactly what it sounds like. This Bach sounds like the Rav's idea that the forum for Kedusha is the Tfilas HaTzibur. That's exactly what this Bach sounds like. But even more radical than that, but you could have had this the Gimel Brachos Rishonos disjointed from the rest of Shimon Esrei. But that 100% of the two things we were pointing out in the Bach, that's exactly what it points to. You're entirely correct.
Perhaps you can further say that the subsequent part after Kedusha is very personal. Percussion, this is what we say. So from that vantage point, the first part is Sheva Chodah, right? It's Sheva, which is like the Kedusha. Afterwards, it's very personal. Percussion. So even when they, maybe I missed it, in late, the very piece that you read earlier, which suggested that you don't say that out loud, you say it quietly to reinforce that,
uh-huh.
Which is why when you say the say out loud, it goes back again to the Hodah.
Perhaps. But here there's another.
This Bach and the Beis El said before also would seem to imply that when you do have a Hecha Kedusha, you should start with the Chazan, as opposed to, you see, many people don't start with the Chazan. They wait for after Kedusha, and then they start from the beginning. Because both of them seem to imply that you should do it together.
Where do you see that implication?
Well, Beis Yosef explained the. No, but even the way he explained it in the beginning, he says you start together, you say Kedusha, and then quietly everybody says the Emsarios, and then.
Right. The Minik Sfad, in the way he describes it in Reish Lamed Zalos, like that. But on the other hand, if you take a look back on the first sheet that you had, the one which is Kuf Chav Zalos, which has the handwriting on top, if you see the Darkei Moshe on the bottom. So when we saw the Beis Yosef, where he records the Minik HaSfardim, so next to that, you see there's a gimel. So the gimel refers you to the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah on the bottom. Do you have it? You see what I mean? So the Ramah says, "Aval ein anu noegin ken." This is not what we do, right? As the Mechaber himself will acknowledge in Reish Lamed Daled, "Aval ein anu noegin ken el laolam hashleach tzibur mispala al tchila belachash." No, we always first have a silence from Esrei. The only time we dispense with it is milvad hecha shahadova nochutz, where it's necessary, shechayashinem sheyavu zman mincha. Oz maschil miyad lehispalo b'kol rom kedei sheyanu kedusha b'shaita. So the Ramah says, the Ramah says the only time we dispense with the tefillah b'lachash is again when we simply don't have time for a tefillah b'lachash and chazaras hashatz in succession. Then he begins the kol ram. Now on this, the Mishnah Berurah comments when the Ramah says this, and again in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah comments that again, if you can spare that extra minute or two of not beginning with the Shliach Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you're supposed to that everyone else is not supposed to begin when the Shatz begins. And the Rav used to say no, that you're supposed to say Kedusha in the context of the Shmon Esrei. So ordinarily when there's a Chazar Sashatz, so by virtue of the Chazar Sashatz, it's in the context of the Shmon Esrei. But if there's no Chazar Sashatz, so then it's only in context of Shmon Esrei if everyone's holding at that point in their own Shmon Esrei. So he used to say that you should synchronize with the Shliach Tzibur even if you can spare that extra minute or two and wait. And Shmuel Berurah comments here that the practice that you were describing.
The Maril has the next one. Maril has the middle ground where at least one person should not start.
Correct. Right. That's
so that right. Sounds like it's sort of like it is a Chazar. It's not a Chazar Sashas, but it sort of is kind of a Chazar Sashas. I need someone to say on the.
Right, that's correct. Correct. Now, the Torah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah then complicates things further. These are the two sheets which just went around now. See, he complicates things further. He has this follows. The beginning of Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis. Ve'achakach machzish le'tziva ha'tfila k'dei l'skoa al seda ha'brochos. So this is very confusing. I mean, eichshehu, so, I mean, we figured out back in Kuf Chavdal that we have to have a Chazar Sashatz all year long also. And now, the Torah, all of a sudden, I don't know, coming out of nowhere says, oh, by the way, you know why you have to have a Chazar Sashatz in Musaf and Rosh Hashanah is because in order to have Tkiyas or Seda Abrochas, you need a Chazar Sashatz. You need a Chazar Sashatz. So what is he... So we'll have to see, Linether, what does he need? Then he repeats it again on the next page, the Snan. Misha Bira Fa'achakat Nisvan Alo Shelto. The Mishnah says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, if a person said the nine Baruch Shemon Esrei because at the time the Tzibur didn't have a Shelto, and only Achakat Nisvan Alo Shelto, and only afterwards did we gain access to a Shelto, Tokeya Umeiria V'Tokeya Perish Shehispal Teisha Brochos V'Lohoye Lo Shelto V'Achakat Nisdamin Lo Shelto V'dayikinan Taimash shalohay lo shofa v'om yesh lo shofa tokeh al seder brachos u'mukminan lei dafke v'tzibur. The Gemara there tells the story in Lamedalad Amin Beis in Rosh Hashanah that only v'tzibur can you integrate the tkiyos actually into the Shemon Esrei proper avol yachid afilu im yesh lo shofa eino masik v'vrachos l'skoa. But a yachid does not integrate the tkiyas into the Shemon Esrei, and now the Torah repeats it. Hilkach mafsish le'atzibu ha'tfila, and that's why you have to have a Chazar Sashat. That's why you have to have a Chazar Sashat. So again, the Bach has problems with the Torah again here, but we already figured out why we have Chazar Sashat, right? We grappled with that, and we decided that all year long we have to have a Chazar Sashat. So it's sort of once you have, I don't know, so the implication in the Torah, right? If you didn't know any better and you just had the Torah here in Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, so you would certainly get the impression that all year long you don't necessarily have a Chazar Sashatz. That all year long that maybe you can dispense with it. So the question is, what does the Torah have in mind here? So I don't know, but perhaps again the Bach doesn't really say pshat in the. He doesn't really have a satisfactory shot in the tour. See, he talks about it here. Maybe he doesn't mean to imply that this is the rationale for Chazar Sashatz. Maybe. In the Lashon, it's a little forced. Right? What he's saying is a little forced. And again, the opening line is, Achakach Masas Shatz Hatfila Kedei L'Skol Seder Avrochos. And he does seem to say, this is the raison d'etre for Chazar Sashatz. So it could be, but why not? Why wouldn't he have said that Achakach Kishem Machzish Lechtzibu Hatfila Tokem Alseda Abrachos? That would have been a more accurate formulation. So I wonder if maybe the Torah, is it possible that the Torah had in mind the following? Chaim used to have the following formula. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in fact, I think in Kuf Chav Dalet. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if the Shatz, when he's saying Chazar Sashatz, if you don't have nine people listening, so it's Karov Lias Bracha Levatolot. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, and everyone should imagine that he's one of the nine. Simple cheshbon, right? If you think there are going to be 11 people showing up in shul in the morning, so then 5 people, you know, may not show up. If you think there's only going to be 10, then everyone shows up. But Me'ikah Hadin, it seems clear from Shulchan Aruch, right? If you didn't have this chashash of I'll rely on you to listen and you'll rely on me to listen to Chazaras Hashatz, the emphasis is, so what's Chazaras Hashatz for? We have to make provisions for the Einu Baki, that he should be able to be Yotze. Okay, but you can only be Motzi and Einu Baki B'tfila B'tzibur, so you need at least 9 people listening to the Chazaras Hashatz. Fine, we want to have Kedusha also, the Torah says in Kuf Chav Dalet. We want to have Kedusha also. But Lamaisa, beyond answering Kedusha and beyond providing 9 people to listen to Chazaras Hashatz, the impression you get from the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch is the truth is that in the Ikah Hadin, you don't have to listen to Chazaras Hashatz. Practically, everyone does have to listen to Chazaras Hashatz, because otherwise, if everyone can rely on someone else, then no one's going to listen. Therefore, Yasa Atzmo, as though there's only a minyan mitzumtzum, and everyone must be listening. But in theory, there's no chiyah for everyone to be listening to Chazaras Hashatz. No chiyah for everyone to be listening to Chazaras Hashatz. So the plan is to say that the Rav would quote that on Rosh Hashanah, in order to have Tkiyas HaSeir Brachos, so then there's the chiyah of Me'ikah Hadin. That to listen to Chazaras Hashatz is not just, well, I'm supposed to imagine that I'm one of a minyan Mitzumtzum, and unless you have 9 people listening to Chazaras Hashatz, it verges on a bracha levatola. No, in Rosh Hashanah, I don't have to imagine that. I can see that there's 100 people in shul. And achol pichein, I have to listen carefully to Chazaras Hashatz, because otherwise it won't be tkiyas haseid brachos. So if you say like Reb Chaim, so then maybe that's what the Torah has in mind when the Torah says that Chazaras Hashatz on Rosh Hashanah. He's not implying that all year long Chazaras Hashatz is dispensable. But what he's saying is, there's an added need for Chazaras Hashatz on Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Above and beyond the reason we have Chazaras Hashatz all year long, which is just Lahotzi L'Shein Upaki, and let's say, like you said, in Kuf Chav Dalet, to provide a form for Kedusha. But those two things don't translate into a chiyuv al kol yochid v'yochid to listen carefully to Chazaras Hashatz. Again, practically, I don't want to mislead, practically the Mechaber says there is such a chiyuv, but that's more of a safeguard to make sure that there are 9 people listening. But over here in Rosh Hashanah, says the Tur, here, even if there hadn't been a takon of Einu Baki, there would have been a takon of Chazaras Hashatz just to provide a forum. So what is that, philosophy? Even if there hadn't been, there would have been. No, it's not philosophy. The Nafkamina is what Reb Chaim is saying, is that the chiyuv for every yochid to listen to Chazaras Hashatz on Rosh Hashanah is a stronger chiyuv than it is all year long. Ad kedei kach, that Reb Chaim held that within a person should see to it that he finishes his private Shmoneh Esrei, that he's not more ma'arich than the Rav of the Shul, or however long the Shatz is going to wait before beginning the Chazaras Hashatz, so that he can hear the Chazaras Hashatz in its entirety, that he'll have tkiyos al Seder Brochus. So maybe that's a chat in the Torah as well, because otherwise, again, you'll take a look, we don't have the time now, but you'll take a look at the Bach highlights it. It's very difficult. Now, in terms of coming back to the Rashi, so I guess the way the Bach explains in Kuf Chav Dalet, so I guess we at least partially understand the Rashi, that Lahotzias Atziba Vigdusha is part of the way the Bach said in Kuf Chav Dalet, that is part of the rationale for why we have a Chazaras Hashatz. The question is, Why does Rashi need to accentuate that in this context? Why in the context of it could be very, I don't know, maybe too superficially and too simplistically, this is rather anticlimactic and, I don't know, not such a great Terence. But simply, we'll just leave it as a question. Why does Rashi have to, even if we can explain that this is part of the rationale for Chazaras Hashat, so why does Rashi need, why is it relevant in this context for Rashi to be explaining? I mean, Rashi's focus here in Chavdal, it is not why we have a Chazaras Hashat. Okay.
We're trying to give him a little bit more honor.
Right. Okay.
This is like a nice.
Right.